and Baxter in the morning.
All right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are. Today is Thursday morning. It is May the 14th of 2020. May the 14th be with you. I told you as we kicked off the show yesterday that I was going to start a diet. It wasn't a Monday diet, but it was going to be a Wednesday diet start.
Right.
Day one, successful.
Really? How much weight have you lost?
9 pounds.
Brandon.
No, 9 pounds, day one. I know it's not quite as much as normal.
But I thought you cheated for breakfast yesterday.
No, I just had one of those fat bars.
But you've lost 9 pounds.
9 pounds one day. It's a new record.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Coronavirus has affected so many. Alcohol use is up 55%. In my house, it's up 75%.
In some houses.
You know what I'm saying? In some houses, we've
doubled.
It's
worse than others.
I was reading this thing about it this morning, saying that coronavirus and the idea of germs could change toilets forever.
What do you mean?
Well, the thought is like public toilets, right? You go into the bathroom. There's typically not a lid. And typically they're fairly close. Like if you didn't have the divider, you could probably reach out and touch the person next to you. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So think about how coronavirus and social distancing and stuff like that would impact that. They're thinking that maybe bathrooms in the future would be designed with more space in between the stalls, with lids on the toilets, where you wouldn't have to touch the deal. It automatically flushes, all of that. And it's all based, I mean, partly on social distancing, and the other part is based on every time you flush.
Mm-mm, I don't want to hear it. No.
As they describe it in science, particles go up in the air.
Particles.
So just think about that. The next time you go into your bathroom, or the next time you go into a public bathroom, if there's no lid, if you don't close the lid, you hit that button, boom, the stuff goes. Particles in the air. Coronavirus could change toilets forever. That might be a good thing.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you're a fan of Jason, you might want to go to our blog today because he might be growing a mullet.
Everyone's doing it.
Dude, I'm telling you, if I could grow it, I probably would. I probably still could grow the back part.
I'm going to tell my husband he should just go ahead and just keep growing it out, and then we'll shave off the sides, and there you go, mullet.
I told one of our coworkers, he was talking about not having a haircut. I'm like, dude, it's getting kind of long in the back. You might as well roll with it. It's cool again.
I know.
So you can check out the Jason Aldean picture. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so the year's 1995, and John Michael Montgomery had the number one song in country music on this day.
I could love you like that. I would make you my world through heaven. I can love you like that.
I think he was the king of 95.
I just want him to come back.
I'd never make a promise I don't intend to keep. So when I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back. When it comes to you, you dream of love that's everlasting. Well, baby, open up your eyes.
Here we go, one more time.
I can love you like that. I would make you my world. Move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart beyond that you need. Chance. I can love you like that.
It's John Michael Montgomery, 1995.
You want tenderness, I got tenderness. And I see through to the heart of you. If you want a man who understands, you don't have to look very far.
stuff right there. John Michael Montgomery, I Can Love You Like That, was number one on this day in 1995.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Kourtney Kardashian. So she posted several photos of herself lounging around in a two-piece with this button-up shirt. Okay, well, the post prompted one fan to comment, she's pregnant.
Oh, God.
You know, they can't post any kind of photo. They can't eat and post a photo because then it looks like whatever. Well, Kourtney responded, quote, this is me when I have a few extra pounds on and I actually love it. I have given birth 3 amazing times and this is the shape of my body. So this happened last month to her as well. So I think it's just one of those things that keeps coming up. Sometimes her sister too, Chloe, she's been, speculated that she is pregnant,
yeah.
But they have to deal with it all the time. She says, I love my curves. I embrace my body. But anyway, if you want to check out the pictures, you can check them out on Instagram at Kourtney Kardashian.
I'm looking right now just so I know what you're talking about.
It's silliness.
Yeah, so you have the first picture where you barely see any kind of belly. The second one, she's laying down.
Right.
I mean, she looks awesome.
It's silly. People,
leave her alone.
People are weird.
So got you gossip on Friends. It's the on-again, off-again Friends reunion talk, right? So according to the producer of Friends, Kevin Bright, they will go ahead and do the reunion. They're hoping to have that done by Thanksgiving. He also talked about, like, the status of the relationships if they were ever to go back and revisit Friends.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, after all these years have passed, it wouldn't be realistic if all of the couples made it as couples. So would they break up one of the couples if they ever came back for a real television special? We're not exactly sure on that. But here's a cool thing about the Friends reunion. They want to have all of the cast members in one studio to record the reunion special so they can all be there to interact, right? They think that's where the magic comes in. But to make it even more magical, they want fans to be in the audience as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine being a part of the studio audience for the big Friends reunion.
Got you gossip on Mary-Kate Olsen. So reports are out that one of the most famous twins, Mary-Kate, is getting divorced. Now, she's been married to Oliver Sarkozy since 2015. Now, just to explain to who he is, he's a 50-year-old banker, which, by the way, she's 33. And he is the half-brother of Nicolas Sarkozy, the former president of France.
Okay.
Just to kind of give you a reference. But according to a report, it's getting messy. Mary-Kate is accusing Oliver of forcing her out of her apartment. Apparently, he ended the lease in their apartment without telling her. She needs to be out by this weekend. But she claims she can't because of the quarantine guidelines. Anyway, it sounds like it's getting kind of, nasty. But she's requesting an emergency order to allow her to file the divorce. But again, Mary-Kate Olsen divorcing Oliver Sarkozy.
They were such huge stars from Full House.
Yep.
Their net worth still today combined $500 million.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? And got you gossip on Taylor Swift, who once again, it's like every week she does something pretty amazing for a fan. There's a young kid named Emerson from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and he decided he wanted to become pen pals with the mail carriers in his city. Because they're out there delivering mail every day. They're frontline as well, right?
Right.
So Taylor got wind of this and then sent Emerson a gift package, with items from her album, her most recent album, some swag and stuff like that, and then said that she wanted to become pen pals with him. Again, much like Taylor has done for so many people, a handwritten note.
Wow.
Of which I still have mine in my bag.
Yep. So, I know.
There you go. Of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, I posted a pretty cool picture last night, and it has some social media traction today.
I'm so happy for you.
My social media report. But this was done like 3 years ago. I got to host a deal in Memphis. It was the Memphis Wrestling Hall of Fame at Jerry Lawler's Bar and Grill in downtown Memphis on Beale Street. And it's a picture of me and my wife and the king and his queen, Lauren. So it's kind of a cool pic. Mm-hmm.
It is cool.
You know, I haven't taken that many pictures. I've known Jerry Lawler legitimately for 25 years, right? And I don't have that many pictures of just me and him.
Yeah.
I bet I have like maybe 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a good one. We're all dressed up and we have somewhere to go. It's the Memphis Wrestling Hall of Fame. It's up on my Instagram right now, Brandon on KFIN. It's on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. Also on my Facebook page, if you want to go there, and we can become friends there too. It's Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Many of us are doing more Zooming and FaceTiming right now.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are dating And they're dating virtually, trying to find people.
Ugh.
We've given you the stats before that, like, online dating, because people are bored, has been a big deal during this pandemic.
Yeah.
They're trying to find new people and stuff like that. But a lot of times, if you're doing Zoom or if you're doing FaceTime, I don't know, it's not exactly the most comfortable thing.
Because it can put shadows on your face, like you have wiped mud on different parts of your face.
Yeah, and the quality's not always the best, and it's a little bit too close. You know, like, imagine this. Even somebody who does television for a living, they don't hold their own camera in front of their face.
Yeah.
You know, distance might help.
You have to get over it pretty quick if you're going to Zoom or be on FaceTime.
Yeah, if you're not just gorgeous, you might have a little bit of an insecurity. And I think even pretty people probably have it. But there's a company out that has created something that'll make you look better on Zoom calls and FaceTime calls, especially if you're online dating, and you might want to consider this. Imagine Superman, right?
Yeah.
Like, Superman wasn't necessarily, you know, buff until he put on the Superman suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's a sporting goods company that is selling virtual muscles that goes underneath that goes underneath your clothes. So whenever you take the Zoom call, you have more shoulders, you have more arms, you have more chest. Now, it could be false advertising if you ever meet in person.
That's what I was going to say. What happens when you actually meet them?
Well, that's a different story. Hopefully their personality is so great that you love them anyway. Just lost some weight. But there was a guy I know who used to wrestle on Memphis TV, right? And he wasn't that big, so he had one of those suits. And he would wear a full body suit, but he had like the muscle suit underneath it.
Really?
Yeah, true story. So he looked a little bit bigger on television.
Brandon.
Was it me?
Was it you?
No, because I took my shirt off and I showed I had no muscle tone.
Oh, okay.
130 pounds. But it's also something they're doing for women as well. So imagine if you
muscles?
Have... pectoral muscles, yes. If you're worried that you would like to have bigger pecs as a female,
right.
You can actually buy those too. So they have the muscle suit for the guys, and they have what looks to be a bra, but with like...
pectoral muscles.
Yeah, big muscles on them.
Wow.
So just a heads up, if you're doing a lot of that stuff and you're looking to online date right now.
Or if you're online dating, beware. Everything could be virtual.
So I was looking these up for you. The virtual. This set right here ranges anywhere from $46 to $65.
What?
Yeah.
It's cheap.
So the muscle suit, let's see what the muscle suit runs. It can range. It's actually on sale right now for $36.
You're going to get two of them, aren't you?
Just in case I pop the first one. Sporterly is the website. I hope that's okay to say if you want to go check it out. It's a real story. I'm not making it up. Virtual muscles and, well, virtual pecs for the ladies. There you go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just going to tell you right now, I found a Throwback Thursday I haven't seen since I probably filmed this for television. And it involves my first on-screen relationship. And I think probably I was about 16.
You look majorly awkward.
Scared to death. So, is it fine to post this?
I'd say.
Like, this is from the early 90s.
Then post it.
All right, I'll get that ready here in a few minutes for my Throwback Thursday.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
The police in Heidelberg Township, Pennsylvania, got a call in the middle of the night from a guy who said a stranger busted into his house and was acting like he belonged there.
Okay.
Now, I'm assuming that it must be disturbing enough when someone breaks into your house, but when they break into your house and they really start making themselves at home.
Ugh.
So when the police got there, they found the trespasser taking a shower.
Oh.
It was 37-year-old Jose Vega, and they arrested him right there in the shower.
Is that the guy from Mambo Number 5?
I think so. But he's been charged with felony criminal trespassing plus criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and more. But speaking of taking a shower, your wife told me you never shower before church.
Really?
She said you like to sit in your own pew.
I would like to apologize now to our pastor friends.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A lot of people have been working it from home, right? Working from home is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's been the way we've been able to get our jobs done. I can tell you that when we were starting to talk about, hey, if the whole staff has to go and work from home, our management team's main concern was, will people really work? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because, like, if you have a sales job, let's just talk about, like, from our sales crew. Like, we don't know if they're working. You don't really know.
Right.
I've been out seeing a lot of people today. Like, either you believe them or you don't. Right? You're shaking your head no. They say that 1/3 of people who have been working from home during the pandemic admit that they've also been napping during their work from home hours.
Well, sometimes when you nap, maybe it helps with progress.
I do think that happens.
Yeah.
You wake up and feel more refreshed, right?
Right.
That's why I take my nap when I get home. I'm tired when I get home. I always tell my wife, I'm going to lay there. If I fall asleep instantly, I need the rest. If I toss and turn, I'm going to get up.
Yeah.
And yesterday I fell asleep and started dreaming. That's how deep my sleep was.
Oh, then you really
right
needed
now.
It, yeah.
Other things people are doing right now while they're supposed to be working from home, they're, well, playing video games. They're doing outdoor activities. They're applying for other jobs.
Man. Working out, I bet.
They're doing other bedroom activities. Whoa. Let's get off of that one real quick. There's also talk out here that pant sales, like pants, jeans, slacks.
Yeah.
Sales of those have dropped considerably since the quarantine.
No one wants to put tight jeans on at home.
Nobody does, right? But they're saying that a lot of people are going out and investing more in pajamas because pajama sales are up 143%.
I totally get that.
You need comfortable stuff, you know? It's kind of crazy. And if you're doing those Zoom calls and stuff like that, how many people are dressed right up top? And you have on the wrong stuff underneath.
I would say it's a high percentage.
I would think so, too. Yeah. So anyway, people are still working from home. We're all trying to find reasons to continue to work from home. Have you noticed that, too? Well, I think I get more done from home.
Right. Yeah.
And in some cases, that really might be true. I sometimes believe the office place is just a place to walk around and talk to people. You know?
Sometimes.
I guarantee you there's other people in offices who are going, that's exactly what happens.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's people just go office to office and have conversations.
Time wasted.
Time wasters. Like, why should anybody have to sit in an office for 8 hours anymore? Unless your job is to be the receptionist.
Right.
Then it's important to be there for that. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, why are you there?
We must rethink.
We must rethink the entire way we work. And legitimately, based on this pandemic, that might be happening.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, May the 14th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Lisa Long of Jonesboro. Jessica Bollinger has a birthday today. Mitch Miller of DeWitt, 60. Terry Williams of Walnut Ridge. Haley Beck of Paragould. Heather Hicks from Wynn Celebrates. Callie Longnecker from Stuttgart. Sharon Gresham of Tickner has a birthday. Elton Sims of Stuttgart. Courtney Hirons from Wynn Celebrates. Todd Nettleton from Hoxie. We have Noah Carman of Maynard, who is turning 6 years old today. This says, hope you have a fantastic birthday, and we all love you so much. From Mommy, Daddy, Caitlin, and Emily. And this also says that Noah's favorite song is Old Town Road.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back.
It's your birthday, Noah.
Come on.
Dance.
Head is matted black. Got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Tell me nothing.
Carmen Maynard, 6 years old. And happy anniversary goes out to Donna and Boo Mafuz of Stuttgart, who have been married for 20 years today. So happy anniversary. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Miranda Cosgrove is 27 today, of course, from iCarly. Rob Gronkowski is 31 today, Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Mark Zuckerberg is 36. Of course, he started Facebook. And his net worth is approximately $75.7 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
Danny Wood is 51. Of course, he's from New Kids on the Block.
Oh, we got to do some New Kids. While the rest of the boys were listening to Metallica and Guns N' Roses, I like the New Kids.
First time was a great time.
Yeah.
Second time was a blast.
Oh, yeah. Of the New Kids, 51 today.
Fabrice Morvan is 54. That is the survivor in Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli, man. Let's go back to the 90s. Fabrice of Milli Vanilli, 54.
CeCe DeVille is 58, guitarist for Poison.
I gotta touch you.
Come on now. CeCe DeVille of Poison. More Poison for me. CeCe DeVille, 58, from Poison.
George Lucas is 76 today. Of course, the Star Wars and Indiana Jones legend. And Dustin Lynch is 35 today.
Yeah, let's do some Dustin Lynch. Riding woods, don't nobody go down. A little trip through the countryside. It's 38, it's making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. Dustin Lynch, 35 today.
Baby, you a little my, baby, you a little my.
Happy birthday, Dustin Lynch.
I'm talking red hot with kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot with dress hanging on your lips. I'm talking back, see heartbeat pounding in my chest. I'm seeing red.
35 years old today, Dustin Lynch.
I got
Lynch.
It good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. A small town boy like me.
Dustin Lynch.
She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me.
Happy birthday to Dustin Lynch, 35 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Jason Aldean has been making the most of his time in quarantine, spending time with his pretty wife, his family, throwing a surprise party prom for his daughter, and it looks like he's growing a mullet.
Oh, everybody's doing it now.
So Jason's wife, Brittany, posted a photo on Instagram for her Smile and Glam giveaway. And in the picture, they're turned sideways. They're gazing into each other's eyes, and she looks beautiful, of course. Yep. But from the side, it's really hard not to notice that the left side of his head appears to be partly shaved, mm-hmm. leaving the top and the back of his hair longer and the side noticeably shorter. Mm-hmm. So it looks like he's deliberately doing his part to bring back the mullet. And he's not alone because it is making a comeback. You've got Morgan Wallen right now that is sporting a mullet. Of course, you had 90s superstars, Joe Diffie, Toby Keith, and Blake Shelton. With a mullet, and Blake Shelton is bringing his mullet back.
Well, and Billy Ray Cyrus, one of the most famous mullets of all time.
Right, so it looks like Jason Aldean may be in the mix now, but if you want to chime in, see what you think, we have the picture up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Garth Brooks is back with brand new music. You can go and listen to it on Amazon Music, but we wanted to give you a sneak peek this morning. So one of the songs he's put out is called That's What Cowboys Do. It's a sneak peek at stuff from Garth right now on BBITM.
I saw that I was falling for those deep blue eyes, and I couldn't help but wonder, could this woman be the one? And came to the leaving part, but Sleeping Beauty nearly had my heart. But a cowboy's always.
That's called That's What Cowboys Do. There's also another song called Party Gras. It's called Party Gras, the Mardi Gras song. And this, again, is Garth Brooks.
They'll be cooking up at Etouffee, jambalaya and sweet vignette. Casey bombs away the cage and say, oh, bon appetit. Who that going to the Mardi Gras? It's like nothing that you ever saw.
Again, that's new stuff from Garth Brooks. You can check it out on Amazon Music.
CMT has announced more artists who are joining the CMT Celebrates Our Heroes, an Artist of the Year special. It airs June 3rd, and basically it's a two-hour tribute that is going to honor the people on the front lines of COVID-19 pandemic. So already, people that are going to be performing, Brothers Osborne, Florida Georgia Line, Kelsey Ballerini, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Miranda Lambert, and Thomas Rhett. Now they have added Brandi Carlile, Carrie Underwood, Darius Rucker, Kane Brown, Kristen Bell, Lauren Daigle, Luke Combs, and Sam Hunt. Wow. But all of this is going to be June 3rd. It will be from their homes, and it's to honor the people on the front line.
And Tim McGraw made an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. So he gave us his first ever live TV performance of his song, I Called Mama. This was done from Tim's house. Way off in the background is a guitar player. If you haven't heard the live performance of Tim McGraw's I Called Mama, here's what it sounds like.
So I stopped off at a Texaco, bought a Slim Jim and a Coke. I parked out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grabbed my guitar from the backseat, wrote a song just for me. I sung it for the blue sky and a couple live old trees I thought upon. Grabbed my phone from my pocket. I called Mama.
You can watch Tim's performance, his first live television performance on Ellen. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. You can check it out right now. That's your country music news powered by Orville's Men's Store. You can check out Orville's online and see what your wardrobe is missing. Guys, redesign your style at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I have found my Throwback Thursday. I have edited the video and I will post it momentarily. This video, which I don't even really know how to explain it or how to describe it.
I don't either.
Other than I was scared to death. So as a kid, I had a little bit of a crush on this wrestling personality in Dallas. Her name was Tony Adams, right?
Yeah.
And it ends up that I had an on-screen character romance with said female who I was scared to death of.
Really?
Scared of her. Because I was like, what am I doing?
So, okay, so what'd you have to do?
Well, in the interview that I found, she is flirting with me and touching me on the face and pulling me in close to her.
Oh.
And Kelly, I'm just going to say that I was younger at this point and scared to death.
How old were you?
I would rather not comment on that. Because I don't know how we got away with doing this on television.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I was a teenager. But it's so weird to look back on it because I forgot we did this particular interview. We're backstage at the Dallas Sportatorium, and she starts talking lovey-dovey talk to me in front of other people and the interviewer, and she pulls me in and touches my face. And imagine me at the age of, I don't know, 16 or 17 with a woman I used to have a crush on.
I can't.
So let's just go ahead and say this even different now. Imagine that happening to me today.
You would pass out.
Even today.
Even today.
But much... It was much worse back then.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be my Throwback Thursday video coming up on my social media, Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. Kelly's going to have something up later on today as well.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly tells me she has a question for me, and she has made me wait to hear the question because she has a proposition, and she wants to see if I will agree to something that she has dreamt up, which is terrifying. Because I know how this goes.
Okay, so I was watching this show on Hulu, and the show is called Lie Detector. And it's a real show, and what they do is they hook up lie detectors. It's Vanity Fair does it. Mm-hmm. And they hook up celebrities to lie detectors, and they get to ask questions to the celebrities hooked up to the lie detector test.
Okay.
So let's just say Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Okay. Let's say he's up there and he's got everything around him. The guy, you know, the little needle that goes everywhere to let you know if you're lying or if you're not lying or whatever. So they have a guy and he's all hooked up and they're like, is your name Mark Wahlberg? So they start off with really easy questions, right? So it doesn't seem nerve-wracking, but then they'll start saying, they'll show them pictures. Like they showed him a picture of Will Ferrell.
Right.
And they were like, is this guy right here your best friend? Do you hang out with him a lot? So what they do is they start asking you questions about other people. Now, here's the thing in the show. They never go back at the end of the show and say, all right, here's the questions that you lied on or whatever. But as they're asking all the questions, you can see them getting nervous and you can see them looking over at the guy taking notes. You know, like, oh, the little needle went up. That means your blood pressure went up, which means you could be lying or whatever. But it's been like there's Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Lawrence, let's see, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend get hooked up. And it's so fun to watch. And I was like, what if we could get someone to come into the studio and hook you up on a lie detector test just for fun?
Worst idea ever.
I have someone that can come in and do that.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I know someone that can come in and do that. And she said she could bring in the stuff. She could have it here next week.
That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Why?
Because I
it's
know how so this would go.
It's so much fun.
No, you would try to make me look dumb, and you would try to put me in awkward situations to answer awkward questions live on the radio. And here's the issue with it. It's not really a way of knowing for sure, I don't think.
But it's just watching the person squirm.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
But here's the deal. If you're somebody like me, right? Because I've always thought about this. If I were to ever be interrogated.
You're going
to
be guilty no matter what, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you get nervous.
Right. So there you go. I refuse.
I've got it coming in next week.
No, you don't. I'm off next week.
No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you're confused about what day it is, I get it. I've talked about that. I've woke up in the middle of the night like, hey, do I work tomorrow? Is tomorrow a day off? I get confused. Have no idea what's going on most of the time. But according to a new survey, the average American says they get confused about what day it is 5 days out of the week.
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
It is crazy.
We're losing track of it. 59% of people who were surveyed said they didn't know what day it is on the day they were taking the survey.
Oh, man.
So do you know what day today is?
Thursday.
So we're good.
I think this job saves me with that stuff. Like, I have to get up, so, you know.
Yeah, but last week, man, I'm telling you, I had my days all jumbled up. I thought, when I woke up on Friday morning, I thought it was Thursday. And it took me 20 minutes to realize on Friday that it was Friday.
And it always, typically it's reversed.
Yeah. But that was like awesome. I'm like, oh my gosh, the greatest day ever. So anyway, if you feel like you're confused on what day of the week it is, it's pretty much a normal thing during this pandemic.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Some people suffer from road rage. I know one.
Why are you looking at me?
She's about 7 feet from me right now.
Well, it's only when people aren't smart is when I have road rage.
Okay.
And that happens a lot.
Anybody who drives around here is probably going to agree with you on that, right? But I think at this point this morning, I want to issue a BSA.
A BSA.
It is a Brandon Service Announcement. Let's make it official. Thank you to the band who stopped by this morning. It's a BSA, a Brandon service announcement. I was at a traffic light, and I'm sitting there, and I know everybody's busy, and everybody's stressed, and we're worried, and we have all these things going on in our lives. I get that, right? But there's some things that make me a little bit nervous as a guy driving a car, and this did not happen to me, and it was not me who did this deed, but I saw that a car didn't move as soon as the light changed. You know how like some people expect just to like floor it and go like it's a NASCAR race?
Yeah, you got to be the first one off the line.
Yeah, some people think about that. So, no. But so there was a car who was delayed by, I don't know, 2 or 3 seconds. And it seems like it's no time when all of a sudden I hear another car, the car behind them, decide to start honking the horn. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. Aren't you going a little bit quick at that horn honk? Can't you give them just a second? What if their car is a stick shift and it just takes it a minute to get it in the right gear? I mean, I realize what we think is probably happening is somebody's probably looking at their phone.
Yes.
Which is technically illegal.
And typically you can tell if you're behind someone, especially if they don't have their windows tinted. You can see what they're doing in their, and when they look up in the rearview mirror and they look to their side, you can most of the time see what they're doing.
So it sounds like this is a type of thing that aggravates you.
It does, especially if it's like a teenager that's first starting to drive and they're on their phone. That's like a double, like, I want to pull them over and be their parent for a second and like make them call their parent that they were on their phone.
Citizen's arrest.
Yes.
All right, so here's the deal. I am going to say this right now as a Brandon service announcement. Once again, this is a BSA. To my legions of fans out there, I do not recommend honking your horn because nothing really ever good comes out of honking your horn. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody's like, oh, thank you. Thanks for letting me know. It automatically causes tension between the car in front and the car behind.
It depends how you honk your horn.
No, it doesn't.
If you do like a honk, that's I'm going to get you. If you don't move, I'm going to pull you out of your car, and like there's going to be an issue. But like I've been in situations before where someone wasn't paying attention, and my horn was just like I was like, oh, they're not realizing, and I just go doot doot, and then they kind of look like, oh, I'm sorry, and then they kind of go along their own way.
No, they're not. They feel stupid is what they feel like, and there's no sense in making other people feel stupid.
Well,
because it happens.
Pay attention.
I've been there at the light, and all of a sudden I hear honk, honk. And all of a sudden, number one, I'm embarrassed. Number two, I'm angry that you thought it was such a big deal that you had to honk your horn, that you are in such a hurry that you had to honk the horn. So my BSA today to all of you, my Brandon service announcement is stop honking. They will figure it out. You will be okay. You might be 1 minute later getting where you're going.
Exactly.
But you will get there. There's no sense in causing confrontation. It's just like when Kai looks at people when we're driving. I'm like, don't look at them. And he's like, Dad, I'm just looking. And I'm like, no, don't look at them. You don't know what people are going to do. And I hate to spread fear and anxiety.
I think that's what you're doing.
But what if you honk and somebody gets mad? What if they come after you?
That's what you're really nervous about.
What if they chase you down? There is no sense in putting yourself in that situation. Honking is rude. I would be fine if we disabled horns.
Wow.
The only reason you should fire off your horn, doot doot, is if somebody is walking in front of you, or if somebody is about to run over an animal, or if you're trying to get somebody to come out of their house.
Or
if you're sitting at a light and somebody is on their phone and they haven't moved yet, and you're 1 second late from leaving that light, just chill. I think it's rude.
I think you should pay attention.
Now I'm stressed out. Put it on social media. Okay. I believe most people are like me. They will think it's rude.
All right. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So my question moments ago was, is honking the horn rude? Because I think it is. I think it's dangerous. And I don't think I will do it.
And what we found out was you're scared of retaliation. Because you're scared if you even make eye contact with someone, they're going to come get you. Am I right? Yes or no?
Are you putting me to the lie detector test right now?
Yes.
You may tell you the truth?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm scared.
Okay.
That's the truth. Because, you know, we do a whole thing about people are crazy every morning.
Right.
And like, what if you honk at the wrong guy? What if you honk at somebody on a bad day? What's the point of it? It's risking your own safety just to get 1 or 2 seconds or maybe 1 minute further. It's not worth it to me.
Well, there are several people that have commented about if they think that honking your horn is rude or
not. They're going to agree with me.
So Betty Fuller says, I don't immediately honk, but I've been known to if they don't move at a light. Wink. And then she said, maybe they need to be more worried about my retaliation, cranky old woman with places to go.
See?
Just kind of being funny.
Yeah, I get it. But at the same point, what if you honk at the wrong person, Betty?
Jennifer Lawrence says, I didn't know she listened to the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't do it because someone irritates me. However, if someone keeps swerving in my lane or is about to back into me, of course, I'll honk to get their attention.
Okay. That's why we need to keep the horn.
Okay.
But I think it only needs to be in desperate situations, and a red light that's changed isn't a desperate situation.
Well, Maria says, not at all. The horn has kept me from many car accidents.
Disagree. It's up on our social media if you want to weigh in. I believe honking the horn is rude. It is my BSA, my Brandon service announcement for the day. It's up on our social media already.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What are you giggling about?
Speaking of done, most of these people on Facebook are agreeing that they should you should honk your horn.
Well, they're not smart. They're all banned from listening. I'm banning people again. I'm going to ban people again today on the radio because, as I did a little bit earlier, I issued a BSA. It's a Brandon service announcement. It is rude to honk a horn. It is also dangerous because you don't know what people are going to do. So even if I am in a hurry to get things done and I'm rushing and rushing into life's no fun, and I'm sitting there at a light and I'm behind somebody who doesn't move, I will just sit there.
Well, you're going to get honked at.
They'll start honking behind me, and then I'm like pointing back, no, no! Chick behind me did it! It ain't me! Uh-uh! Go after them, not me.
Well, on Facebook, Tanya Jackson says, just act like you're waving at someone else when you honk. Wave like you see your mama over there.
Oh, no.
See, that's Tanya. What you can do. Act like you're waving at someone.
Okay, she can still listen.
All right, let's see. Rebecca Field says, it's kind of scary these days to honk, but there are so many distracted drivers. Sometimes it's necessary. I always do what I call a friendly beep to get their attention. I told you, it's a little friendly, like, honk, honk, instead of like, honk. It's different. The beeps are
different. It's the length of the honk.
Yeah, you can tell when someone lays on their horn. You know, if it's just a doot doot, that means here, you're not paying attention. Go.
So short length of honk is okay. Yeah. Longer honk is not good.
Yes. Let's see. Shelby Davis says, I think you know your intention behind the honk. I've seen a honk stop many car wrecks, and just Monday, I was in line at Burger King. It was way backed up. I was in La La Land, and the car in front of me finally moved up. Well, I didn't, and the car behind me honked. And she said, I deserve that one.
Okay. She can still listen, too. She's not
banned. Okay. So Shelby can listen.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
Let's see. Betty Fuller says, I don't immediately honk, but I've been known to if they don't move at the light.
Banned from listening.
No.
Banned.
She's kindred spirit.
Banned from listening. Done. That's up on our social media if you want to respond. Let us know if you think honking is rude. I think it is.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Evidently, my wife believes that anytime she wants to come on the phone, all she has to do is text Kelly and we put her on the radio.
So, well, typically, she's really funny and people like hearing from her.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, babe, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night?
She just woke up and it's almost night.
Jealous.
You're such an idiot.
I just called.
Oh, yeah.
To say he I love you.
All right, so.
She's like, now what?
So what is it today? I know you want to get something off your chest. What?
What?
Well, I don't know. What would you like to get off your chest?
We're not going to talk about this.
What do you mean? Why are you on the radio if we're not going to talk about what you want to get off your chest?
Okay.
You want to clear the air, I mean. Why are you getting so confused? What else would you want to get off your chest?
Maybe because you are confusing.
He
By the
is.
Way, you word things.
You're right. You're no, right. He is,
I
Leslie.
Said, did you have something you want to get off your chest? What's difficult
Can
about
that? Can we just
that?
Talk about your post on Instagram? Let's just...
Yeah, let's get to that. Let's talk about yeah. it.
It's cute, right? I was probably about 16, I think.
And I was 6.
You were what?
6.
Well, when...
she was at the show making fun of you.
That doesn't matter. Okay, so what is your point? That I'm older than you?
No, I mean, you are, but...
It doesn't matter. Age is just a number.
That's right.
That's right. So, do you like my post? Is that what you're calling to tell me? You think it's a cute little post?
That was very awkward.
Why?
Very awkward post.
Okay. But it's funny, mm-hmm. right?
I think you should tell Brandon why you think it's awkward, because he's already... He's moving the microphone everywhere, Leslie.
She
he's
can't
nervous.
See me. This
I know
is what you did to me and Jana Kramer.
It's what I'm telling
where
her.
Where you were telling her how I was acting.
He's moving in his seat and he's moving his no. microphone everywhere.
Mm-mm.
Well, there's two things that make it a little bit awkward. I didn't know if they were going to kiss or not, so I thought that might have been awkward. But then, honestly, I knew how awkward he must have been in that moment. So then, kind of. Poor Brandon.
Because you know that he was probably dying.
I was scared to death
sweating,
of her.
Sweating, shaking.
I'm in a suit. I have my hair pulled back in a ponytail, and I've been told, hey, your job tonight is to stand there with these guys and Tony Adams, who you used to have a crush on, who's a right. female, by the way, T-O-N-I. And I just wanted to clarify that for anybody
I'm
who heard that
did.
I was kissing Tony Adams. Mm-hmm. This is Tony with an I. And so... That's weird. Anyway.
Oh, why are me and your wife laughing so
I was
hard.
Nervous. I was so nervous.
So, did y'all kiss?
He's drinking his coffee.
I'm sorry. Our phone connection. No, we did
not. Did you kiss her?
The question is,
no,
Brandon.
No, we did not. No.
Did you kiss the 30-year-old?
Right.
Listen, you don't have to bring that. I don't know how this
Listen,
was allowed
I'm sure it was
then.
Different times.
Well, yeah, it was 1993, but still, in hindsight, like...
It's kind of, the adults running the show.
Who wrote that? And who agrees to that?
Right.
You probably raised your hand. Oh, I'll do it.
I got an idea. I got an idea. Can I
kiss me?
Can I kiss Tony Adams on TV?
Did you have sunglasses on and you like pulled them off, kind of like you're trying to be? Is that what that was?
Yeah, the whole idea was the story was she was trying to seduce me. To use me as a tool in their game to get the heavyweight championship. So
you were just a pawn.
I was a pawn. I was a relationship pawn. I've been used for so long, even when I was 16, I was being used.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but in that clip, I did not kiss her.
In that clip.
Did you afterwards or something?
I got to go.
I'm going to go ahead and just answer that for you and say no.
All right, let me kind of recap what's happened here in the last little bit. Number one, my wife is mad at me for something I did on television in 1993.
She's not actually mad.
Kelly, that was 27 years ago. That's weird, right?
So she's a little sensitive.
Just because you were kissing some old woman.
She was 30 at the time. Come on now. Yeah.
And you were how old?
16. Like, that makes it sound weird.
I know
just,
it does.
It was just different back then, I guess. I don't know if it was different back then or not. I didn't know any better. We also have issued a BSA today, a Brandon service announcement. Where I have announced to all of you who do not understand this, honking is rude. If you honk your horn, not only is it rude and it seems like you're in a hurry, you also put yourself in danger.
And we have asked people to tell us if they agree with you. And most people are saying it's okay to honk.
Okay.
But
well, they're all banned from listening.
But they are now all my best friends.
Well, that's great. They can listen
now
to you and not me.
We will honk together.
Okay, there you go.
But Vivian Southwell says, I'm not a honker. I think it's rude unless they're literally about to hit you because they don't see you. I hate when people honk at red lights. I don't do it. But if you take a driving course through the ASP, they tell you to count to 10 before pulling into an intersection after a red light because if someone is going to run the light, it's usually within the first 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Maybe some are just trying to stay alive. So great point from Vivian.
I'm just trying to stay alive and not get people mad at me to chase me down and beat me up.
And then I like this. Jason Evans says, I honked at this person one time and they finally went and I passed them aggressively and looked over and it was this little old lady that could barely see over the steering wheel and I felt so bad and I've never done it since. You just never know.
Right. There you go. He agrees with me. I'm here to serve all of you. With Brandon service announcements on BBITM.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So restaurants across the country have been told, hey, you can't have the restaurant full, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's one-third occupancy, all that. So what that means for the environment in the restaurant is, for some people, they feel like it's kind of empty.
Yeah.
You know, like you feel like you have the restaurant by yourself. Like for me, that's awesome.
Yeah.
If I feel like I've rented out the restaurant and me and my wife and son can have this awesome dinner, I'm excited.
Yeah, you don't have someone sitting right next to you feeling like they're hearing your whole conversation.
Yeah, but for other people, they like the idea of a busy restaurant atmosphere and all that. So there's a restaurant out there somewhere in the Northeast that's done a deal where they have bought mannequins. And they have dressed up the mannequins in suits. So they set them at the tables that are near you. Every third table or however it's going to work out. And it looks like the restaurant's busy, but it's you and a bunch of mannequins.
That sounds like an episode of The Walking Dead to me.
Like they're going to come alive, come after you? Okay, now I'm creeped out.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the morning podcast, we go back and we recap my romance, my television romance, my on-screen romance when I was 16. And, well, the woman was a little bit older than me.
Yep.
And it led to some intimacy. Well, television intimacy. It's kind of funny if you go back. And then my wife decided she thinks it's ridiculous and she tried to make me look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is on today's podcast. Plus, Kelly wants to put me to the test, a lie detector test, which I think is an awful idea.
I still have it coming next week.
Yeah. Not going to happen. And I also issue a BSA, a Brandon service announcement on why honking is dangerous. All of that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available everywhere you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is on tonight with special guests Catherine O'Hara and Dr. Phil. Celebrity Watch Party is on tonight, the season finale of Katie Keene, season finale of Station 19, and the series finale of How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, wow. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.